goal for this week?
Well, a bunch of things that almost don't have a whole lot to do with the coaches, right? This is a real good time for your team to hang out, to be in a different place, be excited about being around a new environment, and then spend some time with each other and stay in the same city. So that they get to be in one place, and team building, team bonding ideas. You know, have fun, right? Be around each other. Then we'll get a couple of decent days in practice. It's unusual, right? We practice at different times. It's also a real value in learning how to handle changes in your itinerary. You know, we went, I think, two playoff series without playing at the same time. So there's a value to having a little bit of adjustment had to be made, time change, all those things. And then enjoy an interesting experience in the NHL.
Coach, what kind of progress you're expecting from Patrick Laine during the two games here in Helsinki?
Patrick's like a lot of our offensive guys at the start of the year. They're not scoring at the rate that they'd probably like. For Patrick, he'd like about 4 or 5 goals a night. We don't have that expectation, but same with our team. We've felt over the last two games especially, we started to play the game that we like to play. And Patty was involved in that, and like all our players, just get better every night.
Did you see what you wanted to by moving him with Lowry, Paul?
Yeah, we got through it. We didn't like the first two shifts of one of the lines, so it just had to get broken up like that. We'll make adjustments if we need to here.
Paul, is there value to having Patrick in his element here in these next couple of games?
Well, for sure. You get to show off a little bit. You're playing in the National Hockey League. You're 20 years old, and you get to bring your whole team over to your playground and show off in front of the other kids. Should be fun, right? I hope he has a great time here. What a wonderful experience for his whole family. Maybe more than that, we all understand here how many people it takes to raise a professional hockey player, amateur coaches, teachers, all the people that are involved now, and get to see him on TV is not the same thing, but so the lucky few that'll get into the building get to see the payoff of all their hard work.
What are the next couple of days like for you? Like for you and your staff?
So we did, you know, we'll have done the game by now, and we'll look forward to splicing that into the Florida game. So we start kind of post-game and then get into prepping for Florida. We work more maybe in themes than necessarily your action, right, from each game. We're trying to make sure we tighten up a lot of the defensive things that we do. So that'll be a bit of the themes in practice. But priority one now is going to be to kind of get them up to speed. We don't have a lot of experience of bringing hockey teams across the water and what they're supposed to look like. A lot of what you do as a coach in practice is you have a feel for what your team is supposed to look like that day based on your experience. This will be new. But after that second day of practice, we want to be moving, right?
Because you don't play until Thursday, will you get together with the Florida staff at all?
No, I think coaches are still – I actually coach Bob Bugner in Carolina briefly, but no, coaches still adhere for the most part to the old days where we don't talk to each other. Maybe after the game we would talk, but not before probably.
I haven't done my Google research, so I don't know if – I'll ask you if you've been to Helsinki before, and no. If you have, why and what happened?
2010 with Carolina to open the season. Two wins, Jeff scored a shootout game-winning goal as an 18-year-old, I believe. So we were in here. It was a pretty good trip for us.
It's already a hockey country, Paul. What's the value to selling the game globally here, the NHL game?
Because it is a global game now, right? We get players from all over the world that come over and play in the NHL, and there'll be a kid that watches the game tonight who's 5, 6, 7, 12 years old that's going to watch Patty Laine and Barkov and all the other. Maybe it's Mark Scheifele, who knows? You know, maybe it's Josh Morrissey, but they'll see somebody, and that fire will get ignited, and they'll be playing in the National Hockey League because of it. So I think my experience, having spent a year in Europe coaching, there's great passion for the game of hockey. It's not just in Canada. And the more fans that we have, the more people that are exposed to the game, the more they'll enjoy it. I think it's also part of our duty, right? We're playing in the National Hockey League and working in the NHL. We have a responsibility to the game itself to show it properly and to put on a good show.
You talked about looking more like your identity game. Yeah. And not the result you wanted, but Blake thought that might have been the best.
Yeah,
team
you know
play
what?
This year.
Yeah, what you like to do is have enough video after the game that you show them the things that you liked, where you're not searching or you're not manufacturing things to try to make it positive to get them on a roll. There was lots of really good stuff in that game last night. We got lots of video to show the way we want to look and how we want to play.
I mean, the puck management was more what the Leafs created, or what did you see on
that? Yeah, it's just a thing that doesn't happen to us very often is that we touch first pucks in our end of the ice and we contain them or move them pretty quick, and we didn't. And then they're in the back of the net. I think we did that and then some to them over the course of the game that couldn't find the back of the net on. So you're not making perfect plays. So we look at how we reacted to them. When you're touching the puck first, your forwards move to breakout position and you need them to. If you turn that puck over, you're going to have a problem recovering from it. We don't do that very often. It's not a trend or a theme for me.
Hard to tell on the laptop. I mean, but was maybe Marner calling for that on the reverse? I mean, I just
no. If it gets by him, it works, but it didn't.